This teaching is called Keeping the Unity. In Ephesians 4:3, we read, endeavoring, spoudazo, to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The Holy Spirit makes you one in every way, so try your best to remain as one. Let peace keep you together. We are to have unity in one God, one Lord, one faith, one hope, one mind, and one goal. The word unity in the Greek text is henote, meaning oneness, and it is used only two times in the New Testament. Ephesians 4:3 is one, and the other is Ephesians 4:13. But unity is without unity is throughout the whole Word of God. Unity of purpose, unity of teaching, unity of believing, unity of fellowship, unity of prayer, unity of service, and unity of outreach. The word unity has two words in the Aramaic text. One that we're going to look at tonight is ewoth, meaning harmony or to symphonize, where all elements blend in perfect harmony with each other. To the end of turning towards someone or something with the deepest affection. When we are harmonized or symphonized on God's word, we all make the same kind of music. When a person's mind is in harmony, when it is symphonized with the Spirit, that makes the two as one. That is unity of the Spirit in a person's life. The word ewoth is used five times in the New Testament. In Ephesians 4:3, it is one agreement. In Philippians 3:16, it is agreement. In 2 Corinthians 13:11, it is harmony of the mind. And 2 Corinthians 6:16, it is agreement. And 1 Peter 3:8, it is harmony of one mind. In Philippians 3:16, we read, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us walk, let us mind the same thing. The Aramaic text for that verse says, nevertheless, that we may attain to this, let us proceed on in one path and with one agreement. 2 Corinthians 13:11 says, finally, brother, farewell. Be perfect in good comfort and be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. In the Aramaic text, it says, finally, my brethren, rejoice and be perfected and be comforted, and may harmony and quietness be among you, and the God of love and peace will be with you. In 2 Corinthians 6:16, it says, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. In the Aramaic, it says, what agreement, what unity, or what harmony hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. In 1 Peter 3:8, it says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having the compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, which is kind-hearted, be courteous. We are instructed in Ephesians 4:3 to keep the unity. We are not instructed to make one. The making of the unity was by God in giving us all the same Spirit. It is God in Christ and Christ in you, the hope of glory, only one Father, one Spirit. The world tries to make an organic unity, the unification of an organization dominion, which has no power as value as God is concerned. The churches unite for more people, more power, politically speaking, making themselves to be some great and magnificent entity. And in there is no glory to God. So you have the United Christian Church, and then you have the American Council of Churches, and finally the World Council of Churches. Collectively, they hold a tremendous amount of political power, but they have no power compared to the power of the Holy Spirit. Organic union will never work. The union or unity that we have is by birth. God is our Father. We are His children. God is the one who made the unity, and we are to endeavor to strive for and to make diligent effort to work at it. To keep the unity of the Spirit, we have got to keep our heads in the Word of God, to continue to keep the vision of the unity God has given us. Unity is dependent upon the unification of believers by identification with Him as our Father and we as His children. We are in unity as far as the new birth is concerned, but we must get our minds in alignment and harmony with the Word. The greatest way to keep the unity of the Spirit is in 2 Corinthians 3:5, and that is to constantly recognize what's written there and that the sufficiency is not of ourselves, but of God. 2 Corinthians 3:5 through 6. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves. Our sufficiency is of God, who hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter or law, but of the Spirit. For the letter, the law, killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. It is God who is great, and our sufficiency is not of ourselves, but of God. It is God who bears His arms. It is God who loves us unconditionally, the God of grace, the God of mercy, the God of peace, the God of power, the God of love. It is God all the way, and we must all thank Him and stand on His word, and then stand back and watch Him operate and move, getting rid of the enemy. But we are enabled by Him in the operation of His gift to us of Holy Spirit. Until you operate manifestations of the Spirit, you are a crippled Christian. No power in your life unless you operate the power He, God, has given you. Unless you manifest that power by operating the 9 manifestations of Holy Spirit in your life, you have no power. God has given you the power and ability. The more abundant life is not in having things, but in having Holy Spirit and manifesting God's power in your life to the glory of God. It is not the law that gives you power. The law is like a straitjacket. It is the freedom to operate for God and His word in love for God and his people that gives you power in life. We are not commanded by the law, but we are compelled by love. The only thing that we have to do is to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor. Our neighbors, fellow believers, fellow born-again ones, we are to love our fellow believers, fellow born-again ones, as ourselves. That is all. It all stems from that. In Ephesians 4:3, we have endeavor, which is the Greek word spoudazo, to work hard, to be diligent, to strive for, to keep. In the Aramaic, this word means to be diligent, endeavoring to keep the unity, stay at work, working that unity. The unity simply means oneness. Oneness at the same time or the same place, at once together with you, of the Spirit in the bond. Bond meaning that which binds together, of peace. Peace means to be joined to the right one, the right source. God is peace, and the Prince of Peace is our Lord Jesus Christ. In Philippians 1:27, we read, "Only let your conversation, your life as a citizen, to be cometh the gospel of Christ, and whether I come to see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." The one spirit is that you stand fast as one. That's unity. In Philippians 2:2-5, we read, "Fulfill ye my joy. Be ye like-minded Christian, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind." The one mind is unity. In Colossians 3:14-15, we read, "And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." The word bond is unity, that which binds together. In Colossians 2:19, it says, "And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God." The word bands is the same as bond. In Ephesians 4:2, "With all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another, in love." Without lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, and forbearing, you are never going to endeavor to keep the unity of the peace. Unless you are humble and meek, you are patient and forbear with one another in love, agapeo, you're never going to stand in the unity of the Spirit. And here is the explanation of verse 4. Unity is oneness, and so we have one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and one Father. These eight descriptions the eight is the number of new beginnings, and that's how we got born again of God's Spirit. So with God as our Father, we have a new beginning in the new birth. Ephesians 4, verse 4, "There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called of one hope of your calling." Verse 5, "One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Verse 6, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Verse 7, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, the gift of God in Christ in you. And so we as believers walk together, doing our utmost with the great zeal. We're working at the unity, endeavoring to keep that unity diligently, observing, preserving, and reserving in that unity, that oneness, at one together with and in one mind, binding together like joints and bands, bonds of perfectness, joined together to the right source, that once again in our day and time, the Word of God may shine bright and strong in the world. We are endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in that bond, that cohesiveness of peace. We don't need to form a new denomination, a new organized church with rules and regulations. We just want to keep the Word of God living and real with all Christians, living that unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.